Miss Nettles used to go out to tea with Madame Dumpitou.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, Madame Dumpitou was very forgetful and could never remember what it was that Miss Nettles came round for every third Thursday. I had solved this problem by building Miss Nettles an every third Thursday machine.
Miss Nettles?
Hello, Madame Dumpitou.
Oh, yes, of course. Miss Nettles, do come in and have some tea. It must be the third Thursday.
Yes, indeed it is.
Why, thank you, Madame Dumpitou. How good of you to remember.
This meant that every third Thursday we had to make tea ourselves.
Here I come.
Oh! Oh, my back! Every third Thursday, I used to wish that someone would invite us to tea.
Ooh! Are you all right?
Oh, hello, Coot Boot. Dennis, Nobby and I were just preparing a little tea.
You better stop while you're still in one piece. I brought you an invitation.
An invitation to tea?
Yeah, that's right. Here it is.
Who from?
Who from?
From whom?
Winnie Vinegar Bottle.
The Wicked Witch.
Why should a wicked witch invite people to tea?
Now, let me see.
Let me have a look first.
I suppose that even very wicked people must feel very lonely sometimes.
It must be a trap, Doctor.
In which case, that's her fault, not ours. It's always better to trust people. I was delighted that Winnie Vinegar Bottle wanted to change her ways.
What does it say?
Dear Snuggles, please come to tea at 4:30, as I have decided to stop being nasty for a bit and develop my social life. Signed, Winnie Vinegar Bottle. P.S. Don't be late, or I'll turn you into a toad.
It's 4 o'clock.
Doctor, you better hurry.
Wait for me.
We went as quickly as we could and soon arrived at Winnie Vinegar Bottle's house in the Salt and Pepper Mountains. Oh, dear, look. We had arrived just as one of Winnie's other guests was leaving.
Nasty postman. Here!
Oh! Nearly 4:30.
We'd better not be late. I couldn't seem to find the bell. I wonder if this, or maybe this one.
What do you want? Oh, Snuggles, it's you. How lovely to see you. You made it just in time. Do come in.
Had we made a terrible mistake in accepting Winnie's invitation to tea?
Do follow me. That nasty postman thought he could bring me those bills just like that.
Really?
Then I should have stayed at home. Where can I hide?
Electricity, gas, water, modern magic is such a drain on the housekeeping.
But I still don't think you should have turned the postman into a toad.
Only a very little toad.
I was about to say I didn't think that made any difference when we reached the dining room. My, what a lovely tea.
Make yourselves at home.
What on earth?
Watch a cook.
Oh!
Do have some more tea, Snuggles. It's all fresh.
Look,
Oh, don't mind the vulture, Snuggles. I know he probably looks horrid to you, but that's only because he's very, very evil.
Oh, I'm sure there's some good in everybody.
You better believe it, Squire.
Look, Snuggles, I've got a far nicer bird over there, a little canary. Hello, little Joey. Who's a pretty boy, Joey? Who's a pretty boy? Honorable creature. Won't talk, ungrateful wretch. Here!
Oh, dear me, Winnie. Keeping a bird in a cage is cruel enough, but hitting it too...
Nonsense, it's perfectly happy. Just ungrateful.
Come away! Ah, help, help!
Suddenly, just as Winnie went off to the kitchen, there was a drumming of wings at the window. To our relief, it was only Coot Boot.
Doctor! Doctor! You must come quickly! Madame Dumpy-Doo and Miss Nettles have disappeared!
What is it, Coot Boot? What's happened to them?
I must have a sip of water.
There you are, Squire. Get a drop of that inside ya. Feel better in no time at all.
That's terribly kind of you, Mr. Vulture, but that doesn't look like water to me.
As you like, Squire. Just being a bit evil. You know how it is. Got to give it a go.
Where can I get rid of this?
That's better. Dr. Snuggles, the most awful thing has happened.
Coot Boot told us that he had taken a message to Miss Nettles and Madame Dumpy-Doo as soon as we had left.
Madame Dumpy-Doo, Miss Nettles, a message.
A lovely cup of tea. Thank you. It is so refreshing at this time of the afternoon. Yes, it is.
Madame Dumpy-Doo, Miss...
Before Coot Boot had been able to get a word in edgeways, the most dreadful thing had happened.
As I watched, this huge, enormous clawed foot came straight through the roof of the house and grabbed Miss Nettles, Madame Dumpy-Doo's tea table and all. They've just disappeared, Doctor. I'm afraid they're in great danger.
What can we do, Doctor?
We must go and save them.
Yes, let's get out of here.
Nobby, what are you doing up there? I had to say goodbye to Winnie, who was still in the kitchen.
Winnie Vinegar Bottle. I'll bet it's all her fault.
Help!
I said we should have got out of here.
What was happening behind that door? What might have happened to Winnie Vinegar Bottle in the kitchen? Even her friends were best. I thought I'd better go and investigate. Winnie? Hello, Winnie. Hello. I do apologize. Winnie, are you in?
Yeah.
excuse me. I said, excuse me. Did you by any chance see what happened to Mrs. Vinegar Bottle?
She's going low strike.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. Lost. She's been and gone and got lost.
Thank you so much.
It's all right.
Of course. The same bird that grabbed Miss Nettles and Madame Dumpy-Too. Stopping only to pick up Winnie's poor caged bird, we dash straight off home in order to examine the feather on the multi-whereabouts machine. Maybe it could tell us more about the mysterious disappearances of Miss Nettles, Madame Dumpy-Too, and now Winnie Vinegar Bottle.
What's got into that thing?
I didn't know the answer to that.
But if we don't have a trail to find them, they're lost.
And we're lost as well.
That's it. We have to get lost ourselves. We're going to build a get lost machine.
Could you mend it, Doctor?
Yes, Dennis.
Here you are.
Yes, I think this one should work, Dennis.
Crazy machine.
And so we built my newest and strangest invention. The Get Lost machine was deliberately designed so that you never knew where you were going.
Where are my sunglasses?
I knew that driving this machine, that flying this machine, we would get very, very lost.
Oh, here we go again.
Dr. Snuggles, I didn't expect you.
That's right. We're on our way trying to get lost, Woogie.
Oh, good luck, Doctor.
Are you all right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I didn't know that you could talk. As we continued our journey, the little bird told us about his life with Winnie.
Who's a good boy, then?
I never knew what the correct reply to that was, but she couldn't stop repeating herself.
Who's a good boy, then?
The food wasn't up to much either. Raspberry marshmallows aren't very exciting after you've tasted Australian cactus. But what I really hated was this.
Hello, Joey. Joey.
Well, what was wrong with that, Joey?
Well, my name's Robertson.
Soon we reached a planet I'd never heard of before. And now that we were lost, we hoped soon to pick up the trail that would lead us to the vanished ladies. Was this where Miss Nettles, Madame Dumpy-Too, and Winnie had been taken to? Excuse me, sir.
Man's talking to you.
Can you tell me where we are?
I haven't got a clue. Don't even know where I am. Man, doesn't it get dark early these days?
Oh, don't be silly, dear. You know where you are. You are here.
Good gracious, so I am. Well, if I'm here, I expect you must be too. Hope that's cleared things up for you, man.
Yes, but where exactly is here?
Now that's a naughty one. Yes, let's take a look.
Good gracious, what's going on?
Oh.
Oh, dear. I think we're lost.
As soon as he had said the word lost, the get lost machine took off again as if by magic.
Look, Doctor.
Good gracious, it's Madame Dumpy-Too's teapot.
I'm lost!
The teapot explained that after the huge claw had grabbed Miss Nettles and Madame Dumpitou, the table and all, it had fallen off the table.
And now I'm lost.
You're safe now.
Look over there.
Stretching into the distance, we saw all of the tea things that had fallen off the table.
There's the table cloth, Doctor.
Oh, dear. My mic. Oh, dear.
The tablecloth was very upset because the teapot had spilled tea on him and refused to talk to him. We followed the trail of the tea things. I was sure that at the end we would find Miss Nettles and Madame Dumpitou.
Oh, no. Not the teacups. Now we'll never get any peace.
Yip, yip, come on in, little doggy. Keep them there buns moving, kid. Move them out of there. Mighty kind of you, strangers.
Soon we had picked up all the tea things. We were nearly at the end of the trail. Now we're sure, Dennis, Winnie must be somewhere out there, too.
Crumbs, I'm not a bun.
Oh, if only I'd taken my mother's advice and become a pillow slip. Cake forks behaving like cowboys. Rah!
Your trick.
Look, Dennis.
Madame Dumpitou's chairs.
Good afternoon.
Lovely day.
I think we've almost reached our destination. The chairs were the last to fall from the giant claw. And they told us that the egg-like planet ahead was indeed where Miss Nettles and Madame Dumpitou had been taken. It all looked perfectly normal, but when we landed, everything was bigger than we expected it to be.
Hello?
Good grief. You're very small for a bird, aren't you?
Could you come down for a minute? Something I want to show you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Doctor. I'm Dr. Snuggles from Earth. We are looking for three borrowed old ladies.
Good grief. A talking person? Did you train him to do that?
He's a very quick learner, you know.
Robertson and the duck got on famously. The duck told him to go to the house of a Professor Featherbody. That was the place unusual people usually ended up.
That's what the duck told me. All the people are behaving just like birds do on Earth. Look over there. Starlings, see?
Over there. Must be ducks.
If people behave like birds, what do the birds behave like? I can hear a woodpecker.
I decided to visit this Professor Featherbody without further delay. His house was awfully large.
Careful, mountaineering at your age.
We thought we could just reach the windowsill and let Nobby look in.
I'll have to get a cheese bonus for this.
But it might be dangerous, so we tried to be very, very quiet.
Don't see why we shouldn't get a look in too, do you, boys?
Now, come on, Legs.
Let's go!
Oh! Help! Ah, I got you.
This was a disaster. Not only had we failed to rescue Miss Nettles, but now we ourselves had got trapped.
Who's a good girl, then? Who's a good girl, Joy? Eh, Joy, I say. Joy! What do you mean, Joey? That's Winnie Vinegarbutt.
My name's not Joey either. Didn't stop Winnie shouting it at me. They never bother to find out your real name.
Oh, dear. Here comes that irritating great bird again.
Well, I hope it's not lunchtime again.
Lunchtime?
Yeah. If I have to eat another raspberry marshmallow, I'll scream.
There are Miss Nettles and Madame Dumpitoo. Dennis, it's time for us to act. Professor Featherbody. Professor Featherbody.
Great heavens, who said that?
It was me, Professor.
How did you know my name? Who are you?
I'm Dr. Snuggles from Earth. I explained to Professor Featherbody that what he had always thought a harmless hobby was not kind to people. On Earth, some people did the same thing to birds, like Robertson, and they liked it no more than people did. The professor was horrified.
No, no, don't tell me. Birds in cages, I don't believe it. And people don't like it either, you say? Ah, dear. Then there is only one thing to do. I must release all my little people. Go, my dears, go.
And about time,
oh, dear,
too.
Oh, dear, 20 years wasted.
Never mind, Professor. You can always take up stamp collecting instead.
Dennis handed Professor Featherbody a couple of stamps to get his collection going. It would take him a little while to get the idea, though.
Stamps. Well, you'll be wanting to go off then. You're a brave young fellow, my lad. I'd have liked a son like you. Well, maybe just a little bigger, perhaps. You will want to go back with these people. Well, then. But look here, young chap. If you ever get in trouble again, you can always use this.
We said our goodbyes and promised to come back and visit the professor one day to see how his stamp collection was getting on.
What's the matter?
Dr. Snuggles is back!
We lost our way several times, but finally we made it home safely. Everyone was happy, except Winnie.
In your cage!
Despite everything, she still wanted Robertson in his cage. She didn't seem to have learned her lesson. Luckily, Professor Featherbody was as good as his word. We weren't going to be seeing Winnie for a while. Dennis, how about a delicious cup of tea?